A visit to victims' families. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. President Biden and the First Lady will travel to Uvalde, Texas tomorrow to pay tribute to the victims of this week's school shooting. He gave the commencement this morning at his alma mater, the University of Delaware, where he spoke about the tragedy.
As I speak, those parents are literally preparing to bury their children in the United States of America, to bury their children. Too much violence, too much fear, too much grief.
President is calling on Congress to pass more gun control legislation. More information is coming to light about how the suspected gunman in Uvalde got into the classroom.
The shooter was not confronted by anyone from the time he crashed his pickup truck to the time he entered the school and started shooting. In fact, Texas DPS is now saying that a minute before the suspected shooter crashed that truck, a teacher at the school had walked outside, propped open a door, and then went back inside and left that door propped open. We're also learning that 19 officers stood in the hallway of the school for nearly an hour before a Border Patrol agent showed up with a master key he had found to open up the door to enter and then kill the suspect.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Uvalde. The delay in confronting the shooter is now under investigation. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Buffalo, New York today, where she's attending funeral services for the last victim of the supermarket attack that left 10 people dead. Reverend Al Sharpton gave the eulogy for 86-year-old Ruth Whitfield, the oldest victim of the shooting. And the first tropical storm of the season has formed off Mexico's southern coast. Agatha is expected to become a hurricane. America is listening to Fox News.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
A federal watchdog says Immigration and Customs Enforcement is not ensuring that migrants are being tested for COVID-19 before being transported into the U.S.
The Inspector General for the Department of Homeland Security says it has identified numerous instances when Immigration and Customs Enforcement failed to test migrants for COVID-19 before putting them on domestic commercial flights around the country. Part of the problem, the IG says, is despite a number of requirements for testing, the policies for testing immigrants detained crossing the border are unclear, and there are no controls in place to enforce them. These practices, the report says, risk exposing other migrants, staff, and the general public to COVID-19. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
A California woman will spend 15 months in federal prison for punching a flight attendant. 29-year-old Viviana Quinonez was also ordered to pay $26,000 restitution and a $7,500 fine for the assault last year that left the Southwest Airlines flight attendant with broken teeth. A New Hampshire man gets life in prison plus 45 years for a brutal murder. Fox's Lisa Lacerra has more.
Armando Barron was convicted Thursday of first-degree murder and other crimes, including kidnapping and criminal solicitation. Prosecutors say he assaulted his wife after discovering she had been texting with her co-worker, 25-year-old Jonathan Amaralt, in September 2020, and that he used his wife's cell phone to lure Amaralt to a park where he beat and kicked him before forcing him into his own car and shooting him to death. Brittany Barron testified that after Amaralt was shot, she was forced to drive the car 200 miles north to a remote campsite with Armando following behind her. There, she says, she was forced to behead Amaralt, and she says her husband left her at the site, telling her to get rid of the body. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.